Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Jungle Fever. We are your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018 podcast, out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday over the course of the show. I am not Crossy. I am Ian Doyle. I'm the show's producer. Crossy and Dara are out today. So it is myself, Ellen, and the absolutely hilarious Jen Hatton in studio with us today. Jen, thanks so much for coming in. And before we start, are you a big, big reality TV fan?
I wouldn't be an avid, like I wouldn't. This was the first year that I really started watching I'm a Celeb. Now, I would kind of think of like, not a big fan of, like, you know, the Big Brother and stuff. But when I do watch it, I love it. I wouldn't, you know, be like, oh, I need to watch that this year. But when I do watch it, I'm like, oh, I kind of love this.
How would you survive if you were asked to go into the jungle?
I think I might do all right. I think in situations like that, I'd be able to just go in and cope, you know.
Adapt.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one headline, I suppose, that caught my eye this morning when I looked at it was the whole argument over Brexit and I'm a Celeb. Did you see any of this?
No.
So basically, there is a Brexit debate that's going to be happening in a week and a half's time. But there's an argument going on at the moment about the time and the place that it's going to be on, because at the moment it's going to clash with the I'm a Celeb final. So it's gotten to the stage now where Jeremy Corbyn has actually tried to make a request that it be moved 2 hours earlier, because he knows that they're probably not going to get the audience if it's on the same time.
I think that's fair enough. Like, if you have the opportunity to, like, watch Theresa May do something, or, like, watch, like, celebrities suffer, I think you're going to go through to watch someone else suffer rather than put yourself through suffering and watching a debate. Like,
so what has been your favourite moment so far?
Do I have a favourite moment? I suppose last night's one, the little song, I think that's going to come out. I think it actually is going to come out. Oh, yeah, not. No, absolutely not. No, it was very funny though. What was she singing? It was My Legs.
I love my bum.
She's putting on an accent for that as well, though. Yeah.
I actually think I'm going to sing that to myself every morning as like a motivational, get out of bed and love yourself anthem.
But that's kind of a new thing we've seen this year as well, where there has been a wave of friendship that's lasted throughout the show. Can you see it turning between now and the end, or is that going to carry on?
I've kind of found that there's like a divide in genders. Has anyone else found, like, all the lads seem to kind of stick together and all the girls seem to stick together? There seems to be a bit of a division there. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
There is the three girls that have their spot that they lie in every day and have a little bit of gossip. It's Fleur, Emily and Sarah as well at times.
Yeah, and Rita.
Rita as well. Mm-hmm. The four of them sit down, have a chat about life and kind of catch up there.
The girls are very close. Like, they're all like best pals, which I actually think is really nice. Like, there's no arguing, and I don't actually ever see them getting annoyed with each other. I could see them getting annoyed with the lad, but I don't see them getting annoyed with each other.
Noel Edmonds' revelation last night about how he gets around Bristol.
Yeah.
What do you think? Legend or?
Yeah, I think so, but at the same time, like, you're a bit cocky, mate. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's a bit self-important, isn't it?
Like, so self-important. Like, if you heard of somebody in Dublin doing that, like, if it wasn't a celebrity, like, if it was just a normal Joe Soap, you'd be like, would you get over yourself?
You know who does do it in Dublin? Michael O'Leary. Ryanair Michael O'Leary. But I'm not sure if he still does it. But yeah, I remember he bought a taxi plate a couple of years ago and would have been whipping around the city. But I think it cost like 10 grand at the time. If you're made of money, I suppose it's probably a good investment to have.
Too much money, that's what that
is. Too much money, yeah. Jesus.
I suppose next, and Ellen's been sitting here dying to chat about it, Nick Knowles on Wednesday night. I'm just
going
to let you go.
Right, have we got a few minutes, right? Because I've got a lot to say on this topic, right? So there was two issues with Nick Knowles in one episode, right? Now, I know people are probably listening to me at this stage and being like, Ellen, shut up about Nick Knowles, right? But so the first thing he did was when Rita said, you know, oh, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, like it's time of the month, lads, like I might be a bit snappy, ignore me, whatever. Grand, like we all say those things. And then she expressed her need for a little bit more food. Time of the month or not time of the month, like you need your food, right? So she said to the lads, can we throw a bit more rice on? And Nick said to one of the lads, oh, you know, like, don't mind her. Like, she's just going to be a bit jumpy because she's on her period, right? And that sparked this massive outrage. And I think that outrage is absolutely acceptable. Everyone's like, oh, he was just repeating what she said herself. But I don't think that's the case. I think he's using her period as a way to make her opinions not as valid as someone else. So had it have been one of the men in the group saying, I think we need more rice, you know, no one would have said anything. But because it was Rita, he was like, oh, she's on her period.
You were writing a story about this, if I'm correct, and then you were kind of shocked about the feedback that you got back. So what happened there?
Yeah, so I wrote a story yesterday on our site and it was on that incident. And a lot of the comments were like, oh, he was just being a gentleman. And I was really surprised. I thought people would join in on the outrage. What do you guys think?
Are you outraged?
Because I thought Rita's point was so valid. Like, four packets of rice for 11 people. Like, she was dead right. Yeah, it was a crappy thing to say,
to use
like,
time of the month as a way to like make her opinion invalid, I thought was really bad. And I did think he was kind of showing his true colours.
Do you reckon if that had happened maybe in the first episode, where people hadn't seen other instances of Nick being, you know, a gentleman, now I'm saying that in quotation marks in the air, but because we're nearly conditioned now to think of him as the like camp gent, then does he get away with stuff like that? And do people try and spin it into a positive thing?
I think so. One of the tweets I saw was like, oh, lads, you know, we all need to be more like Nick and be considerate of women's time of the month. And I was kind of like, but you're using it against her as a way to like dismiss her rather than being sympathetic with her. Didn't sit well with me.
Who did he say that to?
He said it to John.
Okay. Was John hurt by what Rhea said?
Yeah.
So maybe he might have been trying to question John's feelings. So.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. But I don't know, it just didn't sit well with me. And then there was the underwear thing. I don't know if you guys saw that. So what happened was he said that he didn't want to touch the women's underwear while they were doing the washing the clothes. So there was other girls around or whatever. And he said to John, I don't want to touch the women's underwear. Can you move it? And the issue that people had with that was because John is gay. So a lot of people were like, why would you just pick out the gay guy in the camp to like touch the women's underwear when it's just a piece of clothing? Like, there would have been no sexual thing about that at all. It would just be like doing the washing and moving it. So the argument was, some people were saying, gosh, Nick is such a gentleman, you know, he doesn't want to like disrespect the women. And then other people were saying it was homophobic, while it wasn't maybe necessarily intentional, or it was like subconscious homophobia. So I don't know what you guys thought
of it. I've heard people saying that he's very old fashioned, but that can also be nearly used as an excuse that like, oh, you know, don't mind him, he's old fashioned. I've heard that as well. Like, someone that is a different vintage, I suppose, can get away with different things like that. But it does seem a little bit kind of contrived sometimes that he's playing up to that gentlemanly figure. I wanted to speak about something as well. We were kind of teasing this out before we came in. A couple of people in the camp are particularly shy, Sarah being one. Do you wonder, like, do producers nearly pick a couple of normal people or shy people who are a bit more introverted, and then that nearly accentuates the nutters in the camp? Having a couple of normal people around who aren't really saying much, does it then amplify everyone else, or did they maybe just get it wrong, I suppose, in this case, and didn't get someone who was as entertaining?
Yeah, I suppose you're right, it probably does accentuate the nutters, or they probably just got whoever they get.
Exactly.
As well, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a good lineup this year, though.
It is very, it's one of the only years where I've actually been pretty impressed with pretty much everyone there, and there was only maybe a handful of people that I wouldn't have known who they were beforehand, most of the soap people.
I think with Sarah, she is so quiet. Like, she's just a naturally quiet, gentle person. But I think when she got the opportunity to do the trial, she was really good, she was really funny, and she was actually like, she did so well. Like, it didn't faze her at all. And it kind of made me a bit sad, because I feel like we're not actually getting the opportunity to see enough of her, or she's not getting enough of the opportunity to show what she can do. Like, sometimes I forget she's there. And she said herself last night, sometimes she feels that she's like had 2 days where she hasn't said a word. And I think that's because there's all these like mad personalities, and the Harry Redknapp and the Noel, and even Fleur, while she's not obnoxious or anything, she's big personality.
Yeah.
So I think it's very hard for her to like speak up and be like, I'm here, do you know?
On the last episode we had a bit of a discussion about who do you think, like, apart from the actual winner of the show, who are the bigger winners out of this going to be? Who's going to be able to maybe launch another section of their career, or even keep the momentum going afterwards?
I think Harry Redknapp for sure. That could be. So I know he's not trying to launch a different career or anything, but like, they might or even Anne, they could do. I could see documentaries about those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking more into their lives, do you know what I mean?
The Anne thing would be fascinating because no one really knew anything about her personality before coming in. I didn't know that she was autistic. And I think the way that's, I suppose, developed and unfolded is fascinating, that you do get more of an insight into what it is like in her shoes and the difficulties that she must have as well.
I also think it's amazing seeing her actually going in and doing the trials as well and showing people that you can like that. When she got those 7 stars, I was like, yes, Anne, like it's just unreal, like she's just doing so well. And I know, okay, she's calling I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here a couple of times, but I think if I was going in at 60 and doing that, Jesus, I'd be delighted with myself. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we did predictions on our first episode. I think everyone's predictions have probably changed since. Who would you predict it at the very start, and would that be the same person now?
I would have predicted Emily Atack. I laughed out loud at her one jumping out of the plane, yeah, and then trying to swim across the lake. She was just hilarious. She's kind of gone down a little bit. Like, her personality isn't as big as a few of the others. Yeah. I think Harry might win it now.
Yeah, he's incredible, isn't he? Yeah. Like, I think he's been, I suppose, as a football fan, I was never won over by him. He was always gas and, you know, he'd give you a soundbite and he was interesting enough. But I didn't think he was a warm character. Obviously, this is a much bigger insight into his life and what he's like as a person. And he's just hilarious. Like, it's a joke a minute. He has an anecdote for every single situation. Like, and you always think he's probably going to run out of stories now at this stage, but they just keep on coming and they seem to get better each week.
Yeah, I think he's coming into the radar now of like a younger audience and like a non-sporting audience as well. Like, while I knew who he is, he just was not on my radar at all because I don't watch sports. I was just like, oh, that's just Harry Redknapp, whatever. Whereas now he's definitely on my radar and I'm like, oh, Harry Redknapp, love him. So I do think he has a new, like, a opportunity to reach a different audience. Now, I don't know what he would do. I don't know how he's going to take advantage of that, but I mean, I'm here for it.
Obviously, I'm a Celebrity is now nearly come to a close. There's only a week left. What is next on your TV calendar then?
I love Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
The Irish one. I love it. Yeah, I really like, I just like watching the dancing.
Are you
and
waiting
seeing,
for a call now? Is that a...
No, I just find it really interesting. Out of all the kind of reality things, like there's Big Brother and like I'm a Celebrity is, it's very good. But I love the dancing ones. Now, I never got into Strictly. I never got into that. But I really like Dancing with the Stars. I just started that from, like, that was last year that started. I'm like, looking forward to that now. Oh, yeah, look forward to that.
I feel like I'm actually invested in Strictly now because of the drama this year.
You're invested in every single TV show.
That's true. But I've never watched Strictly, but I feel like I'm invested now because they all, like, cheat on their partners and cause chaos. And that's the kind of drama that I'm into. I love, like, desperate, juicy, tabloidy stories. So I feel like Strictly is the one that has that.
And on that note as well, like, we were saying that this year hasn't been particularly juicy and I'm a Celeb. Do you think is that a bad thing, or are people happy enough to watch the camp, you know, enjoy each other's company and not kill each other?
I know, I think it's nice. It's a nice change because obviously with shows like that, the producers do try to throw in a little curveball and upend the place. And now you can see them that are kind of getting tetchy now, especially with the Rita and the Nick Knowles things with the rice and stuff like that. You can see that they're all starting because it might change. Something might be thrown into the mix and it's like, oh, all hell will break
loose.
Throw
in a Katie Hopkins and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's nice to see it. You know, it's just like,
I'd love to see someone else go in. I'd love to just see someone and stir up the pot.
If you could have your choice of any person, who would it be?
Kanye West.
Well, any realistic person, anyone who's doing the reality TV kind of circle.
Oh, a realistic person. That's hard. This is controversial, but maybe like a Stephen Bear. I feel like he's really, really like...
He'd annoy everybody.
He would just drive people mad. But he is very funny. Like, I felt while he wrecked my head on Big Brother, I found myself in bits laughing at him, and while I didn't agree with everything he said, he made me laugh, and I do think people would get really annoyed at him, particularly maybe like Harry Redknapp. I think he'd like lose his temper.
That would be good.
I'd love to see Harry lose his temper. So that is us for Jungle Fever. Thank you so much to Jen for joining in, and guys, make sure you subscribe, leave us a little review, and we will see you guys next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.